Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
It's funny, that song was one that played in our stadium before games when I was playing in college. So it's appropriate that we're talking spring games. Spring games, you let yourself listen to the music a little bit more, right? You're not as locked in. You're enjoying it. North Carolina is going to be enjoying their spring game, UNC, because they can be a bit secretive. I love how seriously college football, college coaches of all kind take secrecy, right? You know what's the best example of this? And Mac Brown is going into it, right? Mac Brown asked the ACC network not to broadcast their spring game. Most schools beg and plead their network TV partners to put their spring game on national television. Mac Brown said, how about we do interviews and a little bit of a practice rather than the spring game, which is an interesting decision. We're going to look at maybe some of his motivation.
Yeah, because a lot of people want their spring game out there for recruiting and all that kind of stuff.
They
get
want
your product,
it to be a
get
spectacle.
Your brand, all that stuff out there.
My favorite bit of secrecy, though, from coaches, when Lincoln Riley was at Oklahoma. So when he was coach at Oklahoma, he had Caleb Williams backing up at the time Spencer Rattler. And Caleb Williams was the number one recruit in the country, and Spencer Rattler had a rough whatever the year before ending. So there was a big talk about, will Caleb Williams get any reps with the ones? From their practice field, you could see, like, over the top of buildings, a couple of the freshman dorms. Lincoln Riley had them go over and frost the dorm windows so you couldn't see. Like, you know, like how like a shower sometimes door is frosted so you can see like shapes, but you can't really tell the details. He had that done over the freshman dorm windows so the freshmen couldn't look out their window and see who was getting reps with the ones and report it to whoever else.
It's so over the top.
That's how, it's so funny.
It's
we had a year. We had a game in college where our starting quarterback, this was when I was a backup, had an ankle injury, and he had to be in a boot during the week. Whenever he spoke to the media, he would take the boot off right outside the media room, walk to the, as best as he could without limping, to the table, sit down, and then walk out and put the boot in right after because the coach was like, we don't want anyone to know you have a boot on. I'm like, our practices are out in the open, and he's out there with the boot. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Coaches just get secret. So is Mac Brown just being a college coach saying, I don't want cameras in my spring game because, you know, he's going that way. State's not going to be able to watch, and we're not going to have to run all bland run plays so that nobody knows what we're doing. It's possible. Mac Brown requested UNC spring game not be on ACC Network. They worked it out so that the ACC Network crew could get their interviews out of practice on a different day, and the, you know, they fulfilled their obligation. But now, even though their spring game is open to the public, it will not be on TV. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. What's the motivation? They do have a new defense. Maybe they want to keep everything under wraps. Mm. There is supposedly a legit quarterback competition going on.
Okay.
Maybe it's the same thing Lincoln Riley. They don't want to know anyone to know who runs out there with the first team first. As if beat writers won't be in the stands writing it down. They're going to keep that a secret.
It's not like someone in the crowd won't have a phone going, "Oh, look who's out here first."
Yeah, going, "Oh, the team just jogged out. So and so is out there with them." There's a third or a third. How many options am I up to? There's a second option that it might be the reason there's option number F, right?
Well, sure.
We'll just, there's another option. Do you think Mac Brown is trying to do everything he possibly can to throw a wet blanket on any hype over UNC? UNC has had some very hyped up seasons in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
Some very, this is the year, gonna make a run. This is the year. NFL quarterback last year of eligibility. NFL quarterback gonna go pro after this season. It's time to go all in years where everybody gets very excited. Maybe even people on this network, maybe even someone that's talking into this microphone, right? Maybe me, got very excited for how it appeared as if North Carolina was going to be a few of these recent years, and they didn't have their best seasons. Meanwhile, they've pleasantly surprised a few times when expectations were not high. Could a coach be overthinking things that way and thinking, no, if this quarterback or this running back or this receiver has four touchdowns in the spring game, I don't want the ACC network all offseason to be saying, you know who you want to watch out for? Nate McCollum at UNC had a massive spring game, looked like he's ready to step into Tez Walker's shoes. Heck, maybe Josh Downs' shoes. Like, you don't want that if you're UNC because you've had that and it hasn't worked out. Meanwhile, their crosstown rival, right over there wearing red, NC State, is getting a ton of hype because they went and signed everybody out of the transfer portal that was possibly an option. And they're spending all this money, and they had Dave Doran after the five games saying give to the NIL collective, and they were in a Pop-Tart Bowl with a weird, strange mascot that everybody got excited about. Maybe North Carolina is simply, by not allowing us to watch their spring game, by being a little bit more stingy with their availability and or their building of hype, is simply saying they're a program that likes to be the hunter rather than the hunted. They're a program that likes to lay in the cut rather than, here's a strange reference from the internet like 15 years ago, than yelling Leroy Jenkins and just running down the middle with no regard for you know, secrecy or stealth. Stealth is the word I'm looking for. Could be a little bit of all of this, right? Could be they don't want to reveal anything of their defense because it is new. They don't want to tip their hand on the quarterback competition because it is still up in the air, and they're trying to tamp down hype. But either way, it's an interesting discussion. It's an interesting decision because of what we started this conversation with. Most teams brag about how many people watched their spring game on the television, how many people watched it in attendance.
Yeah.
Sold
out our spring game.
Did you see what Ole Miss did at theirs?
No.
They had a dunk contest.
There you go.
They brought a basketball hoop in and had a dunk contest.
See?
I don't know how that's, but it built hype. It had people talking about it. I don't pay attention to Ole Miss spring game. I saw parts of the dunk contest. That's what they were trying to do.
Got
to
create buzz.
Can you think of two more different coaches than Mac Brown and Lane Kiffin? Probably not. Maybe Ken Nui Mazzalolo or something like that, because he's run the triple option for so many years. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. UNC, secret. Who's your quarterback? It's a secret. Sometimes I think the quarterback secrecy is funny, too. It's like, you know when everybody's going to know? When only one play is like the first play. It's going to go, all right, the secret's revealed. Yeah. Now let's play football.
It's like, oh, yeah, I think Max said it a couple years ago when Drake May was first year as a starter. It's like, well, who's your starting quarterback? It's like, well, we don't have a starting quarterback right now, but Drake May is going to go out there first. Okay, so Drake May is going to be your starting quarterback. It's like, okay.
Did I say that? Oh, man, you tricked me.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Moving on to elsewhere, with the draft being 5 days away, I heard one of the more unusual...
Five shows, sorry.
7 days.
Seven!
I'm just going to randomly throw out the... So that's a Chappelle Show clip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to randomly throw out the show, just in the middle of a sentence. Be like, so the Canes are playing on Saturday, 5 o'clock. It's going to be a fun one. Seven. Ah, see, I got you. Seven?
Seven.
There we go.
Seven.
For those of you that don't know, Dennis is the one that controls all the sound bites.
I do.
That's not me just saying a number and then having Chappelle say it back to me. An unusual situation. Let's just move on to this. I had a whole segue plan. Let's just jump to it.
Yeah.
The Commanders brought in quarterbacks for what can only be described as a bachelorette-style group date.
Oh. Do tell.
I've watched one season of The Bachelor, and I didn't even really watch it, but I paid attention to it. Anyway, they do group dates like early on where, you know, the one-on-one dates are super valuable, but they'll take like four of them on a date at the same time, and it builds up the drama, right, and who gets the tension and who stands out and who's too tall. Anyway, Washington, the Commanders, are treating Drake May, UNC, are treating Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, the other quarterbacks at the top of the draft, other than Caleb Williams, essentially, because they have the number two pick. They're treating them like the bachelors and bachelorette contestants. Let's go on a group date. They brought in those four guys for a meeting in a group setting. I've never heard anything like this. I guess San Fran has done something like this.
Okay.
And Adam Peters, who comes from San Fran, kind of brought it with him. I'd never heard of it. It is ridiculous to me.
Peters was in the front office in San Francisco, now the general manager for the Commanders.
Correct. I think this is one of those ideas. I'm big on no bad ideas, right? You're in a boardroom, big conference table, large whiteboard at the front of the room. Somebody's got the dry erase marker. They're looking around saying, all right, hit me, brainstorm, no bad ideas. I'm big on that. I like no bad ideas. However, once they're written on the board, you don't have to execute them, right? Put it on the board so everybody sees it. Maybe it sparks something that leads to a good idea. This feels like they were in a room, said, all right, we got to decide between these four guys. We have to know who we're going to take. If Caleb Williams is there, we're taking him. How do we decide between the rest? And somebody said, like, why don't we bring them all in at the same time and see who's the most dominant? Why don't we bring them all in at the same time and see who the alpha is? Hoo-ah! And they went, cool, write it down. Let's do it. What are you trying to learn? Who gets the most FaceTime with the GM? Do you think they ran? Ooh, what if they ran like a game show?
Oh, okay.
They gave them all buzzers and said, fourth and two, you're facing, or third and seven, defense is showing one high pre-snap. You have this play called. Where are your eyes going? Beep. I'm one high. I'm double checking the safety and I'm seeing if I can get the bang eight. I'm trying to see if I can get the skinny slant, the skinny post to the right. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone else like to buzz in? Michael Penix is like, darn. What are they trying to see? Like we'll look at it from Drake May's perspective because he's a UNC guy.
Okay.
They tell you and your agent, hey, we're bringing you in on Friday, whatever day it is. You're going to be landing about the same time as J.J. McCarthy. You guys can catch the same Uber in. Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix will be here already. We'll get started around 3:30. What do you think? Because, like, agents, players, like, what do you think is the strategy there? You have to have the firmest handshake. Try to break their hand. Make sure you order the steak at dinner, regardless of what they order. Like, are you seriously going to base who you draft at quarterback in the NFL draft with the number two overall pick based on, like, Which one is the bully at the lunch table like it's elementary school? I hate this for the Commanders. And by the way, who cares if they take charge of a room full of quarterbacks? It's one thing to dominate and lead the group of guys playing your same position. It's a complete other thing to lead the offensive line. They don't think, they don't act, they don't respond the same way quarterbacks do. That isn't what you're asking them to do. If I am a team evaluating quarterbacks and I'm bringing someone in like Drake May, who I am potentially about to give $30 million to be the face of my franchise, I want to judge them based on what they're going to have to do to be successful in my organization. And it's not like how well will you lead the quarterback room at the Pro Bowl if you make it with other quarterbacks from other teams. I want to judge you on throws, reads, accuracy, in-game things, and I want to judge you on leadership of a football team, not leadership of guys who you're never going to play with. How well do you assimilate into J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Michael Penix? Now, I will say this. Jaden Daniels' agent has gone on social media and liked a whole bunch of tweets saying how dumb this is. Not sure that's the best strategy either. I'm not sure that's the best because part of it is like, oh, he's strong-willed, or oh, he knows, you know, he's. I'm looking at it and saying, if you're going to be the CEO of a franchise, you have to be at least a little bit of a company man, right? You have to back up decisions you don't agree with. Coach goes for it on 4th and 7. You don't get it. You can't be in the post game going like, yeah, you know, in the huddle, I was saying, coach, we should probably punt it. Like, you can't be doing that. You kind of have to wear bad decisions made by your team occasionally.
Well, if you want to spin zone this, it could be like, all right, this is awkward. Who handles the awkward well?
But like that's what I'm saying. That's what you're judging. Who is more like personable in awkward situations? I don't care. If my CEO quarterback of an NFL team, like at a, you know, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. You go to a wedding and your significant other is like the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
And you don't know anyone else at the wedding because it's college friends. And you just kind of have to be Steven Glansberg, you know, sitting by yourself. And it's awkward and making small talk with someone's uncle who you don't know, but they're interested in your job. And now you're talking to them. Like, if you're good in that situation, what the heck does that say about how you're going to complete the pass with the rush in your face on 3rd and 9 with 2 minutes left in a goal to go situation? It says nothing. Like, imagine if they had all four come into Washington. They did this little group date. They played the games. They asked the questions. They had the meals. And then they left and went, I think we have to take J.J. McCarthy off our board. He and Drake May were awkward. Hmm? You go, what does that have to do with football? What does that have to do with football?
All right, you made the Bachelor reference. Who gets the rose?
Who do I think gets drafted number two?
Yeah,
Drake May.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be Jaden Daniels. I predicted Jaden Daniels right up until his agent started trashing Washington. Agents are smart enough to know when a team is going to take them and when they aren't. This makes it seem like Jaden chose not to go to number two. Rather than, oh, he was number two and then he went 4th or whatever he's going to go. So now I think Drake May. But we'll see. The draft isn't for another 5 shows and or 7 days.
Seven.
So I reserve the right to change my opinion 3 or 4 times. Until then, that's what the lead up to the draft is for.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.